Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Beverly Flexington's here. Beverly's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She is a business advisor specializing in individual and organizational behavior, co-founder of The Collaborative, author of a number of books, including Make Your Shift, The Five Most Powerful Moves You Can Do to Get You Where You Want to Go. She's our good friend, Beverly. Welcome back.
I'm always happy to be here, Jim.
Good to have you back, as always. So Beverly, in the 1990s, late 90s, when I started doing my show in 97, 98, 99, I started talking about to my audience about, and in my writing as well, about the what I thought were going to be the three things that we were going to have to get really good at in the 21st century. And, of course, this was 98, like 98. And the first one was that we're going to have to get better at technology. And the second one was that we're going to have to learn how to build strategic alliances, because we weren't ever going to have enough capital to mount the offensive we were going to have. We're going to have to learn how to share capital. And the third one was not in this particular order, except for today, I'm putting it in the third place. The third one we were going to have to get better at being professional networkers. What do you think about my lineup?
Well, you know that I've always been impressed by you, Jim, but I would call you prescient on these issues, because, technology, we don't need to focus on a key component. I'm not sure how any of us would even run our businesses
right
without it today. Strategic alliances, technology was supposed to give us back time. I remember taking a class in college, decades ago, where they told us, pretty soon we'd be working 3 and 4 day weeks because technology would be, and now we work more
That's
than ever
funny, huh?
And we have no time, right? So those strategic partnerships are key. And then professional networking. And I think that this is such a misunderstood, to this day, misunderstood topic that mm-hmm. so many business owners don't know how to leverage it well. And then add social networking into the
right.
mix.
Right. I think a lot of them don't even make the connection between face-to-face networking and social. They don't think of it as variations on the theme. What do you think?
I agree. And when we talk networking, to me, I think, a lot of people will connote kind of the you go to your local chamber of commerce, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, and even let's take that as an example. That seems like a logical place for small business owners to go.
It's a good place to start. If you've never done any networking, it's a good place to start.
I completely agree with you. And here's the thing, though, that I think people don't recognize that they have to do with networking, and that is, though, set the goal and set the reasonable expectation. And you just keyed on it. So somebody like you and I, we're not going to go to the Chamber of Commerce because we're not going to be able to make enough solid contacts. There's not really a lot of reason at this stage to do it. If you're just starting out and you're not known in your local community,
mm-hmm.
that's a perfect place to go get known. But
mm-hmm.
set that. But don't go thinking that's going to be a way to explode your business. Go with the goal of, I just want to raise my profile in the community. And
mm-hmm.
this is a piece I think we miss. Networking for the sake of networking. I call it not working. Networking is not working when you just do it just to say I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And the what I tell people is networking is not an event. It's not a means to an end. It's a way of life. I mean, when I think of network, I don't even think about networking. It's just part of who I am, and that's the way you are too. And I think the people who are going to be the most successful will do it that way. What do you think?
And isn't that a really good point? Because I think if you can have that natural curiosity, natural interest, both of us are wired like that. I just find getting together with people, learning about what they're doing, asking them questions, keeping in touch.
Finding out how you can help them. How about that?
How you can help them. Yes, because that's what I was just going to say. You know, a lot of business owners have the attitude, you know, you and I had lunch, Jim, and I realize you can't do anything for me or you're not going to be a customer. So I'm not going to bother with you again. It's very short-sighted, right? It's very short-sighted. But then
the law of reciprocity, the law of reciprocity is huge. And the galactic guru of networking, Ivan Meisner, the founder of BNI, is a good friend of mine. He's been on the show all the time. And he says it. He says the law of reciprocity this way, and it's very powerful. It's very simple. Givers gain. How about that? Givers gain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you're networking, if you meet someone in a networking event or a social or a party or out on the corner of the street in downtown somewhere, and you bump into somebody, if your attitude is not "What can you do for me?" but "What can I do for you?" If you'll practice that and play the long game with that, it'll come back to you, won't it?
It will, as long as you have that sincere interest.
Right.
I think that, you know, the hard thing for all of us that are time-stretched, I believe, is that we do have to make trade-offs. And unfortunately, I think, Jim, sometimes people make the trade-off saying, I can't afford to spend time with that person. But those of us who've been at this for a long time, I have people that come to me, you know, I talked to you, you know, they'll say, I talked to you 12 years ago. You were so interested, and I just couldn't do anything at that point now. And I think, holy cow, I mean, there really is a long game about it. So even though I haven't been in touch with that person, at the time of being in touch, showing that sincere interest, learning more about their business, so critical. So I think you really are on to something, but you've got to have that sincerity about you, right? And if you're not sincere, no one's going to take you seriously.
There's a great passage in Ecclesiastes that I think about when we talk about things like this. And that passage is, cast your bread upon the water and in time it will come back to you. And what it means is, it means have the faith to invest in other people and have the faith that in time it will pay dividends, it'll pay rewards, it'll pay blessings for all of you. And that's the way to think about networking as far as I'm concerned. But see, that's just once you get there. The issue that you and I need to deal with is, how do we get people to get there, to get up off their backside and go do it? And we'll talk about that after these messages, including who inside of your organization should be doing the networking. Beverly Flexington and I will be right back. It's 20 After. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.